Hello, this is my Christmas diary for December the 25th, 2018. Today is Christmas Day. What I'll be sharing with you is the bulk of the sermon that I preached last evening at the Festival Christmas Eve Eucharist here at Trinity Church. This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke. The angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy. In a world lit only by fire, with no such thing as light pollution, the drama of the nightly sky was far beyond what most of us 21st century city dwellers can even imagine. Luke's group of shepherds would have been used to going about their business, the business of keeping night watch, under the twinkling canopy of the Milky Way, accentuated by the waxing and waning of the moon, and punctuated by the occasional shooting star. They were accustomed to fending off nocturnal predators or the random poacher. My guess is shepherds who worked the night shift were a matter-of-fact bunch who took both the boredom and the danger of their job in stride. But nothing could have prepared them for what they reported seeing on this particular night. The angel of the Lord, the representative of God Almighty's presence, appears out of nowhere. And then everything around them is lit up with the brightness of noonday. Whilst the shepherds may have not been regulars at Torah study, they understood that they were in the presence of the holy. They also understood that to be in proximity to the holy put their lives at risk. No one could see the face of God and live. No wonder they were terrified, or as the King James Version so poetically puts it, sore afraid. "Do not be afraid," the messenger says. Before the shepherds can hear the good news, they have to be coaxed out of their heart-pounding fear. And then they receive the tidings of great joy, the birth announcement of the Savior of the world, accompanied by a choir of countless angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest." And then, as suddenly as the vision appeared, it's gone. And the world goes back to the way it was, except it isn't. The shepherds can't sit on the news they have received. They head to town, find Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And then something happens in the text that, for whatever reason, I've somehow overlooked through the years. They share their experience of receiving the angel's good news with others. The gospel reports, "And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them." They didn't just tell Mary and Joseph. They told everyone they saw. The shepherds receive the good news from the heavenly beings, and then they become the earthly heralds of that same good news. The glad tidings of Messiah's birth comes to unsuspecting commoners living on the margins. Ordinary folks with ordinary lives, perhaps not altogether unlike ours, lives with stresses and strains, challenges and conflicts, momentary bits of happiness, and ongoing sagas of sorrow. How can we hear the good news of Christmas in the midst of all the things that have us sore afraid? How can we hear the good news of Christmas if our hearts are torn by grief or our souls are burdened by depression, or our foreheads are furrowed with the frown of perpetual anger? How do we remember God's good news wasn't just for some shepherds way back then, but is also for us right here and right now? In the midst of all the trappings of Christmas as we observe it in the United States, there is an insidious notion of implicit joy that somehow for this one day, all of our problems vanish, all of our conflicts are resolved, and all of our needs get met. The reality is, the vision the shepherds received did not change their circumstances. The good news they heard and shared did, however, change them. We don't know how they lived the rest of their lives, but I'm willing to guess they told the story of the angels for as long as they lived. How could they not? This Christmas, as we once again take our journey to see the baby Jesus, my prayer is we will hear the angels' message as good news for us here in this moment. Christmas isn't a journey of sentimentality. Christmas is a journey to meet God in the flesh. Christmas is realizing God made the journey to human flesh so that God can meet us wherever we are, however we are, and whoever we are. To make this Christmas journey may not change our circumstances, but to behold through the eyes of faith the promise of God could very well once again change us. And in being so changed, we may become fearless heralds for the good news ourselves. And in so sharing, we might just change a few lives in our own corner of the world. Do not be afraid. Receive the good news of great joy. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is the end of the Daily Diaries for a bit. The Advent Project was new to me, and I've enjoyed sharing some thoughts on the prophet Isaiah and other things as we've made this short Advent journey together. But I'll be back a little sooner than I had anticipated. Trinity Church is going to be undertaking the Good Book Club, along with other Episcopalians across the country and throughout the world. And that begins on Monday, January the 7th, when we undertake to read the entire Epistle to the Romans throughout the season of Epiphany. And my pledge to the people at Trinity Church is to do a daily reflection on the daily reading from Romans. So, if you're a subscriber or you find this on Facebook or here and there, know that my absence will only be for a few days. In just a little over a week, we will begin our journey through Romans as a part of the Good Book Club, and I hope some of you will take a few minutes to join me as we reflect together on that wonderful and powerful bit of Scripture, Paul's Epistle to the Romans. Until then, I bid you a wonderful, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I'll see you in Epiphany. God bless.